Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Ore Naphtali, here with you once again, bringing you nothing but the truth. The true words of our Yahweh. And who is this Yah? He's the creator. He's the creator of the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. And it's an absolute pleasure and an honor and privilege to be able to stand before you another day, another evening, to partake in this great sacrifice, even the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. Hallelujah. Tonight we will be further dealing with the light. And the light that we're discussing is the light of Yah. And this light of Yah is not just a light that you're supposed to just look at. Yahweh wants us to walk in the light. Yahweh wants us to live in this light. You've been listening and taking notes and learning this week. This light is good. This light is a blessing. But for some reason, our people, the chosen people of Yah, do not want to walk in his light. But a lot of us do. And that's who we're talking to tonight. We're talking to those that want to walk in the light of Yah, that love the light of Yah, that seeking the light of Yah. And so I know that you all that's tuned in tonight, it's only because you're seeking the light of the Almighty Yah. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms 113. And I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. And you always want to take note to this word. This word, this title that we have misunderstood, this word that's often used but often misunderstood and rarely pay close attention to. It says, O ye servants of Yahweh. Yahweh has servants. He has chosen the children of Israel to be his servants. It says, praise the name of Yah. And because that's what Yahweh's servants is supposed to do. Yahweh said that he has formed the children of Israel for his praise. Let's continue reading. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. And as we read in the very first verse, it says, praise Yah, O ye servants. That's what the servants of Yahweh are supposed to be doing. And you're supposed to be praising Yah from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. So when the sun rises and you still sleep, praising Yah. If the sun rises and you down, how are you praising Yah? The sun is rising to praise Yah. And when the sun is rising, if you a servant of Yah, that's doing the same thing that the sun is doing, praising Yah, being a light upon this earth, you supposed to be rising at the same time. Unless you just got an extra little zeal in you, and you say, I'm going to rise and beat the sun to the punch. I'm going to get up before the sun rises. Well, praise Yah, I see you. You trying to make it happen. But if you allowing the sun to rise and you still down, my goodness, and you supposed to be a servant of Yah, let's walk in the light of Yah, people. If you really want to walk in the light of Yah, Yahweh said, my name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Look what it says even further. Yahweh is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto Yahweh our Elohim, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are that are in heaven and in earth. This is why Yahweh said, listen, a part of my praise and part of my light is that you be humble. And the humble means you have to lower yourself. You have yourself on low levels. And there is no lower level than a servant. Nobody wants to be a servant. Give me any other position than the position of a servant. I want to have a position. I want to be a supervisor. I want to be a manager. I want to be the boss. I don't want to be a servant. I don't want to have to follow orders. I don't want to have to follow instructions. I want to give orders. I want to give instructions. But how you going to give orders and instructions and you ain't even learned order? You haven't even learned instructions. And this is why you have people that haven't learned nothing, but for somehow they get into these positions of leadership and everything goes. Yahweh humbled himself to behold the things in heaven and in earth. He raises up the poor out of the dust. He lifts up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren women to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise Yah. Praise ye Yah. And see, this is what Yahweh is inspiring me and letting me know through his inspiration. Yahweh is enlightening my eyes. So it's my job to come before you to attempt to enlighten your eyes as Yahweh has enlightened mine. Only way you're going to be mounted up by Yah is if you are poor. Only way you're going to be mounted up by Yah if you put yourself in a dunghill. You have to lower yourself. You have to afflict yourself some kind of way. And this is your sacrifice. Look what it says also. Let's go to the book of Psalms, the 50th. See, the Day of Atonement, Yahweh has given us one day to humble ourselves. Not Yahweh come through and humble you. No, this is a day where Yahweh is giving you an opportunity to humble yourself. Abase yourself. And then he says, in return, if you make this sacrifice, which is humbling yourself, afflicting yourself, acknowledging your wrongs, your sins, transgressions, and iniquities, then in return for this great sacrifice of humility, this sacrifice of affliction, I'm going to forgive you for all your sins. I'm going to wipe, not only forgive you, I'm going to cleanse you and wipe them all away from you. So your future is no longer burdened by the curse of your ways. Yahweh has given us a day to be able to do this. You have to take note from that. Because some, you have to wait all year to get back to that day. And sometimes we don't have all year. Tomorrow ain't promised. I need to learn how to get Yahweh to wipe me clean today. Can you do that which the Day of Atonement will cause you to do every day? No, you can't. So we have to learn a whole nother method that's just as powerful and as equivalent to the Day of Atonement. This is how you learn how to walk humbly with your Elohim. It says in the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter, starting at verse 1, the mighty Elohim, even Yahweh, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. He called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. And guess what? All ye sons and daughters of the earth that was made from the earth, we have a connection with the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, Elohim has shined. Don't nobody want to walk in that light. Don't nobody want to shine with that light. Our Elohim shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. And judgment is here. And Yahweh has put the signs on the wall. Why you think the 40, that 40, that's the sign of Yah's judgment? And I know when you go into your stores and you look at your emails, you're seeing 40% this and 40% that, 40-year anniversaries and 40 this. You can't run away from 40. Then you see the house of Israel fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 is everywhere. Because judgment time is here. It says, he shall call to the heavens from above to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that has made a covenant with me, end of the day. This is what you want to be measuring yourself with. I rose when the sun rose, and then at the end of the day, what was my sacrifice today? How did I praise Yahweh today? Let me look at my schedule and see how did I praise Yah. And I'm telling you this, the slothful don't praise Yah. The lazy praise Yah. The glutton, you look up glutton, it just means somebody worthless. Ain't worth two nickels rubbed together. They don't praise Yah. But one, let me show you. The heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Elohim is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am Elohim, even thy Elohim. I will not reprove thee for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings that have been continually before me. Take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goes out of the folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field of mine. If I are hungry, I will not even tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? No. See, you got the sacrifice of Yah all wrong. You don't even know how to sacrifice unto Yah. You don't even know how to praise the Almighty Yah. He says, listen, offer unto Elohim thanksgiving. I want you to show me that you're thankful for the breath that I put in your lungs. I want you to show me that you're thankful for the life that I allow to flow through your blood. Show me you're thankful. And pay your vows unto the Most High. And if you know anything about vows, and a lot of people know, even without studying these scriptures, but I'm going to show you one verse on vows real quick in the book of Numbers, the 30th chapter. People don't even read this book. When they go through things and they need to call upon the Almighty because they're in trouble, next thing you know, they end up making vows. And these vows they make are afflicted because they know that they must afflict themselves and humble themselves for the Almighty to hear them. And they say, God, we call the Almighty Elohim. But they say, oh, God, please, if you do this, then I would never sleep with women again. I'll never make whores out of women. That's afflicting for them, and they know it. And next thing you know, they done made this vow to humble themselves before the Almighty. And, of course, 9.99999 times out of 10, they don't keep them vows. That's why you always say, look, offer thanksgiving and pay your vows unto me. I want to see you show yourself a man of your word. And see, this is what Yahweh at the end of the day is trying to get us to do. show ourselves approved. See, in our minds, we approve. We approve ourselves. Oh, I'm this and I'm that. Well, show me that you this and that. And the whole objective is not to prove nothing to me and nobody around you. Everything you got to prove is to the Almighty. He's the one that's looking. That's the one you want to impress. And with every single thing you do, Yahweh want to see you shine. I'm about to show y'all how I can knock this yard out, how I can clean this kitchen, how I can do this, how I can do that. Because Yahweh is looking at how you going to be Yah's servant, and how you doing things for him, and you don't even know how to pay attention to details. You don't even know how to follow simple instructions. So how I'm going to bring you over to Yah's physical, his house, and you don't even know how to follow instructions at your mama's house. Everything she tell you to do, you doing it wrong. But when you have a conversation with your friends and everybody, you all this, that, and the bag of chips. You done approved yourself. But when you really get put in the game, you show yourself to be lame. You got to show yourself approved. Yahweh knows the righteous, but he's going to try the righteous. He knows the righteous, but he's still going to test them. Moses, he knew Moses, but he still had to try him, test him. And Moses still had to show himself approved. But no, we want the degree up front, diploma up front. We want all the raises and the benefits up front without even showing that you approved. And most times when you pay people up front, you regret it. Because they ain't approved. They eat worthless. And they don't know. And they ain't got it. Because most people ain't nowhere close to what they think they is. And this is why Yahweh said, look, I just want you to walk humbly. Same verse says, let's start at 12. But if her husband has utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceed out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning the bond of her soul shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and Yahweh shall forgive her every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul. Her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. And the whole point of this is that most people, they make vows to afflict the soul. The soul is the way to Yah. And you just have to learn how to afflict the soul. But there is no other way to Yah. And this is why we run away from Yah. This is why we don't want Yahweh's light to shine upon us. We're not trying to walk in the light of Yah. Because when you get into the light of Yah, it's affliction there. It's humility there. And we don't want nothing of it. Nothing to do with it. But go back to the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter. I just wanted you to see that Yahweh said, look, pay your vows to me. Because only thing Yahweh is impressed with is humility. This is why he said, a contrite heart and a broken spirit I will not despise. This is why he said, I don't despise the affliction of the afflicted. Because I know it only produces good. It only produces better. In Psalms, the 50th, shout to Elohim thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. Glorifying the Almighty. Yahweh told us in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Israel. Scratching his head. Is Israel a slave? A homeborn slave, or is he a servant? It is one or the other. You're going to be a slave, or you're going to be a servant. But we don't want to be servants. our spirits and our hearts is too haughty, prideful, too arrogant to be a servant. And you don't realize a real good servant makes a real good king. A real good servant makes a real good boss. You must learn how to follow before you lead. You must learn instructions in order before you're able to give instructions in order. But you have whippersnappers that don't know nothing, want to lead, want to give orders. And that's most of our people. They don't want to follow. And the only instruction they will follow is that of the enemy. Because we rather be slaves. Because at least when I'm a slave, I can still go home and do whatever I want to do. The enemy that I serve. He celebrate Christmas, I'm going to celebrate it with him. He break the Sabbath day, I'm going to break it with him. He get drunk and smoking and snorting and doing everything else, and I'm going to do that with him. No wonder we want to serve the enemy. No wonder we'd rather be slaves. Because when we are slaves, we can be wicked. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 21st verse, it reads, "This people have I formed for myself." This people. Who is this people? The children of Israel. Yahweh said, I formed them for myself. But when I look at them, they ain't doing nothing for me. They ain't serving me at all. They ain't even bringing praises to my name. He says, this people have a form for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But we ain't showing forth no praise of Yahweh. When you look at our people, it's an embarrassment to look at our people. It's an embarrassment. Yahweh is embarrassed by his people. He said, man, how long shall you pollute my name? You got the enemies laughing at you and me. I'm Yahweh, the Elohim. I'm Yahweh of... He says, listen, my name is Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. Yahweh of hosts, the Holy One of Israel. And they said, but look at Israel. Ain't nothing holy about them. These people is the dumbest people, sickest people on earth. The thing that's going on with the children of Israel is so ugly. It's embarrassing, vexing, annoying, it irritates everything. But at the end of the day, somebody got to learn. Our purpose, somebody has to learn how to fulfill our purpose. Because we've been lost from it. We done forgot what we supposed to do and how we supposed to do it. Yahweh said, look, I formed you for myself. They shall show forth my praise. And you say, well, how you show forth Yah's praise? Well, one that don't even, he got the book and he think he understanding the book. You know what he going to say if you ask him that question? How you show forth Yahweh praise? Keeping the law. Keep the law? Okay. That's how you show forth Yah's praise? Break that down for me. You just got to keep the law. Keep the commandments. Keep the Sabbath day. Okay. But it gets deeper. You got to take it all the way home for me. Because I can't even keep the Sabbath day at home. I got to leave home to keep the Sabbath day. I need you to bring it all the way home. And this is what Yahweh needs for the people, to get down to the nitty-gritty, to understand not only our purpose, but how to fulfill our purpose. And Yahweh has turned on the light. You ain't fulfilling your purpose unless you get your heart and your spirit humble enough to be a servant, a good servant. And you ain't serving Yah unless you know how to be a good servant no matter where he puts you. Let me show you this. And I know it's afflicting, but it's righteous affliction. Yah, we want you to love it. Because it's just shining with the light of Yah. Let me show you in a book a few testimonies. Let's go to Genesis, the 29th chapter. Just imagine yourself, and you raise sons and daughters, and you say, listen, when you go out into this world, I don't want you making me look bad now. I want people to say, man, them parents did good with these kids. What's your father's name, son? What's your mother's name, sister? People want to know, like, where you come from? Who are your parents? See your works. They see your ways. They see your hand and how you put your hands to things. And everything you do is just impressive. No matter what it is, it's just impressive. From the smallest thing. And it's the smallest things that is the most embarrassing. Because it's small. Come small things. Why? It's because you too haughty for small things. You too arrogant, pompous, and lifted up for small things. What I look like picking up a bag of chips? That's somebody else's trash. What I look like washing somebody else's cup? I ain't drink out of it. What I look like taking out the trash? I ain't put no trash in it. Instead of just shine, somebody be like, hey, what's the name did it? Oh, okay. Who did that? What's the name did it? And every time is what's the name? Hey, man, what's the name just be handling the business? And what's the name is most of the time none of you. And that's the thing that's unfortunate. That what's the name is supposed to be Israel. Oh, the son of Israel did it. Who got this looking this good? One of the sons of Israel? One of the sons of Israel. Look what it says in the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter. We don't want to be servants. 29. And actually, just to get a quick understanding on what's going on in 29, look at Genesis, the 28th chapter, the first verse. It says, and Isaac called Yaakov, charged him, and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father. And take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And a lot of times, the spirit, especially the spirit today, why I got to go over there and get a wife? But no, this is not the spirit of Jacob. This is not the spirit of Yaakov. He wasn't raised with that spirit. He wasn't even born with that spirit. He was charged by his father. Go to Paddan Aram, the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And Elohim Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to your seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger. Story short, he followed the instructions to a T. And when you follow instructions, Yahweh shines upon that. Because following instructions is the light of Yah. Just follow simple instructions. Sometimes it might seem like your father is steering you wrong. But Yahweh, just because you are following instructions, will turn it right. Or he will turn it into a blessing. Because all you're doing is walking in the light of Yah, following instructions, doing what Yahweh told you. Follow the instructions of your father. Follow the instructions of your mother. But no, we always got a better, bright idea and say, well, I ain't going to follow instructions. But what all that shows is you don't have humility. And that's the last thing Yahweh want to see. All Yahweh want to see is humility. Because that's the only way you can be a servant. Can you imagine hiring a servant? And every time you have your servant do something, they got a better, brighter idea? Care if it's better or brighter. I'm irritated that you didn't do what I asked you to do. I would rather you've been wrong. Because I would have been happy to see that you just steadfast to do what I asked you. And now we can be right on the next time. But follow instructions. That's the first step to wisdom. And if you don't learn how to follow instructions according to the book of wisdom, wisdom ain't coming to you. So you can be smart and wits. You outsmart yourself. Outwit yourself. When you're just not simply just being humble. Afflict yourself. Hold your peace. Follow instructions. It says, Genesis 29, the 18th verse. Well, let's start a little bit up. Let's start at the 11th verse. And Yaakov kissed Rachel and lift up his voice and wept. This is Laban's daughter. He's completely followed instructions. Right one right there and instantly seen a woman that just took his heart, took his desire. He loved her first sight. She was beautiful. She was humble. She was working, getting it in, sweating, and beautiful. And he helped her. But then he kissed Rachel. He was her father's brother. And that he was Rebecca's son. And she ran and told her father. And then let's skip down a little bit. 15th verse. And Laban said unto Yaakov, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? But I wanted you to see that 14th verse. It says, and Laban said to him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. So they ain't even discussed nothing. He just was there for a month. And you think he was there for a month with his feet kicked up? He wasn't raised that way. Because this man was raised to praise Yah. He was raised to get up at the rising of the sun. And he put his hands to some work every single day until the going down thereof. He was raised that way. And you ain't praising Yah unless you learn to live that way. Laban said unto Yaakov, thou my brother, in the 15th verse, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Yeah, he been serving. But he's like, man, you've been here for a whole month. And you've been serving me. But should you serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? See, he didn't come in like, yeah, I'm about to serve you and my wages. No, he came in and already showed his value. Showed his worth. Ain't asked for nothing. All he did was he made sure he ate, but he ain't asked for nothing. This man giving me a place to live and feeding me, I'm about to work. But you can give people a place to live and feed them. And we done seen it done. Laban said unto Yaakov, because thou my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Yaakov loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Why he offered to serve him for 7 years? Because he's been raised to be a servant. He's been raised to be a servant. Time you're going to become a king is when Yahweh promotes you to a kingship. When you become the leader, It has to be by Yahweh's promotion. And when Yahweh promotes you, it's clear. It's like the, like King David said in the book of Samuel, it's like clear shining, a morning without clouds. Clear shining. It's clear. But until Yahweh promotes you to these positions, all you should be doing is trying to be a servant and being a servant. No matter where you at, what you doing, let me be a servant. When people turn you, I just want to be a servant. Please, can I be a servant? I want to serve. It says, I will serve you for 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Yaakov said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. Now, watch this, though. Look at the 20th verse. I'm at the 25th verse. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said, man, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And you know why he beguiled him? Because he was so impressed with them 7 years that he had to conjure up a way to keep this blessing in his midst. I got to conjure a way to keep this blessing. And so he beguiled him. He told him in the 27th verse, fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service. Thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Yaakov did so, because he was raised to do so, and fulfill her week. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. Mm-hmm. And then let's skip down what it says in the next verse. And he went in also unto Rachel, and loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. Hallelujah. Which one of our brothers willing to serve when they see a man with some righteous daughters, willing to serve for 7 years, willing to serve at all, willing to bring anything forth at all? No, we too haughty and pompous for that. We just want to come and take the daughter and leave nothing behind. No blessings, no servitude, no service. And that's us and everything in life. We don't want to serve. We don't want to leave servitude behind. We don't want to leave a stamp and a mark of a bunch of service that we have accomplished where people can look and just have a light, something to be shined upon. Look what it says in the 31st chapter of Genesis. I want you to see this great testimony. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to these, it's because there's no light in them. And the testimonies of Yah, the law of Yah and the testimonies are lights. Jacob was a bona fide demoni of Yah. From his conception to his death, he was a light. Not one part of his life was dark. The only darkness in his life that you will see is Laban. It might have some other dark things, but it didn't make his life dark because all he did was shine. He shined upon Laban. He walked in the light of Yah upon Laban. He was walking in the light of Yah, dancing and tap dancing in the light of Yah on Laban. And Laban ultimately hated him for it. But look what it says in Genesis 31, verse 6. Excuse me. Let's start at verse 1. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Yaakov hath taken away all that was our father's. Father's has he gotten all this glory. And Yaakov beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not towards him as before. Well, he loved him before. He was just my man, my son. Oh, I ain't son no more. Yahweh said unto Yaakov, return unto the land of thy fathers. It's time to go, son. And to thy kindred, and I will be with you. And Yaakov sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that is not toward me as before, but the Elohim of my father has been with me. He's been with me all this time because Yahweh see my service and my affliction. He see the burdens that I have taken on as a man. And that's the only way Yahweh going to be with you. You got to be a man and put burdens on your back. You got to be a woman and put burdens on your back. That's what Yahweh want to see. Because this is when Yahweh know that you are his servant. This is when you show yourself approved. And you can't put burdens on your back when you can't follow instructions. Don't nobody want to deal with nobody that can't follow instructions. That ain't humble. That's arrogant. It says in the sixth verse, and ye know that with all my power I have served your father. All my power to serve him. And see, this is how we supposed to serve in everything we do, people. With all your power. The scripture says in the book of Ecclesiastes, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. I know that's a small thing, but do it with your might. Why would you allow your name to be on the line and somebody to come behind you say, man, this is terrible. They have stepped it. They have did it. It's unimpressive. Next thing you know, who is it? Man, it's this son of Israel. They go around talking about praise Yahweh all the time. Now instead of y'all getting praise, you're making Yahweh look bad, triumphant. And you could have been glorious. And could have left praise of Yah behind you. But we too arrogant, we too haughty, and too pompous. It says, you know I done served with all my power, serving your father. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. And I never change my servitude. I never change my work. Because I know Yah is with me. And I know I'm walking in the light of Yah at the end of the day. It don't matter what the enemy do. And look what it says also. In the same chapter. Get down to the 36th verse. And of course, Yaakov got up through. But he seen his father. He seen hate in his eyes. He seen darkness. He said, yeah, ain't no reasoning with this man. There's nothing I can say. It's going to be confrontation. There's nothing I can do. It's going to be confrontation. The best thing for me to do is go ahead and leave in the night and be gone. Because he ain't trying to let me go. And once confrontation begins, then the fight begins. And somebody is going to get hurt. So I'm going to seek the peace so nobody gets hurt and go ahead and get up out of here. And Laban chased him down, ran him down. This is a beautiful story to read, but let's get to the point. In 36 verse, Yaakov was wroth and chode with Laban, which means he didn't speak to him kindly at this time. Because he done pursued him hot. He said, Yaakov was wroth. He chode with Laban. Answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin? that thou hast so hotly pursued after me. I ain't leave no stone unturned. The room I stayed in, I ain't leave it trifling. All my work, I put my 100% into it. I didn't leave nothing unturned. Because I'm a servant of Yah. I left a light behind me. I left shining behind me. I left the praises of Yahweh behind me. So I know you don't have no sin and trespass in me. He says, whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that we may judge between us both. Listen, this 20 years I've been with thee, your ewes, your she-goats have not cast their young, because I've been on top of it. I've been on top of it. They ain't cast their young. The rams of your flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts, I brought not unto thee. Matter of fact, I bear the loss of it. I took it out of my wages. Of my hand didst thou even require it anyway. Whether stolen by day or stolen by night, I took the loss. Thus I was in the day. He said, thus I was in the day the drought consumed me. And the frost by night, the drought of the day consumed me, because the day didn't get too hot for me. I didn't take no days off. Even on the hottest, driest days, I didn't take no days off. I was consumed by these days. He says, and then even the frost by night, my sleep departed from my eyes. Can't you see where we come from? This man was raised like this, all the way from Abraham, Isaac, and then this man, Jacob. This is the stock we come from. This is the man that Yahweh said, your name is Israel. And if you ain't like this man, you ain't represent that name. All we want to do is sleep and take naps during the day. Sleeping. Don't even get up when the sun is rising. And go down before the sun is down. We don't want to be servants. We don't want to serve. We don't want to lose sleep. All we want to do is max and relax. And Yahweh like, man, you can't be my servant. You can't serve me. I got too much work to do. And before you even get to the work that I really need you to do, I just want you to work living. Because you're going to learn from life. With everything you put your hands to, if you put your might in it, you're going to learn from it. I'm going to make sure you learn from it, because you're working. And you put your hands to labor. And yes, it's burden. It's affliction. And that's the affliction I want. That's the affliction that impresses me. And yes, also, because Yahweh's sacrifice, which is affliction, that's the only sacrifice he's going to accept. But it must be physical and spiritual. This is why Yahweh wants us to learn how to afflict the heart. And that's a part of your afflicting your heart. Your heart wants you to max and relax, sit down, lay around, be lazy and drowsy and slothful. Cut corners. Not put your 100% into it. Find an easy, quick route to get it done without having it really all the way done. Make it look all the way done. But it ain't. That's what your heart will tell you. Yeah, let me hurry and get this done. Why? So you can get back to maxing and relaxing? So you can get back to your movie? So you can get back to vanity? Facebook scrolling and vanity. You just want to get back to vanity? Or you want to get back to idleness? He says, So, the 40th verse. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed, in the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. Elohim has seen my affliction in the labor of my hands. This is what Yahweh want to see. He want to see your affliction through the labor of your hands. That's what I'm trying to shine a light to you, people. You must afflict yourself daily. But you can't afflict yourself daily as you would on the Day of Atonement. But you find a righteous affliction, and it's called labor. It's called work. And say, man, I got to get up. Unless you want Yahweh to curse you. Unless you want Yahweh to cut you off. Unless you want Yahweh to just make you sick. I'm going to show you. Let's read this and then let's get to some other scriptures. Elohim has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and he rebuked thee yesterday night. And yes, that's what Yahweh want to see. Because then once he see it, he can promote you. Why do you think he called the Egyptians to afflict us in Egypt? With labor. Then he came through and promoted us. But he took us through the wilderness, and he had to afflict us because he knew he was taking us to a whole nother promotion, giving us the best land on earth. But we had to be proven through affliction. That's the only way to Yah. But we don't want affliction. This is, and that's the light of Yah. You can't walk in the light of Yah unless you walk humbly with Yah. Now I see why they're running away from it. But we'll work for everybody else, but why we can't serve Yah? Look what it says in Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the 33rd verse. Yeah, well, I know why we don't want to work for Yah. Because working for Yah, it calls you to be too humble. And you have to cut out all the wickedness. That's why we don't want to serve Yah. We're too hard-hearted, too stubborn and stiff-necked. And our heart is full of fat, lust. If I can work for Yah, but keep all my lust and pride and arrogancy and my wickedness, well, I'll serve Yah, man. I'll serve anybody as long as I can do that. But see, serving Yah, you can't do that. So now I can see why we don't want to walk in the light of Yah. It's because you're wicked and you want to be wicked. But those that want to be righteous, that want to learn the really, how can I really be in the house of Yah? Well, you're learning it, people, if you're paying attention. You must walk humbly with Yah. So when you walk in humble, you can't give in to all your lust and pleasures and your relaxations and sleeps and idleness and slothfulness and drowsiness. You can't give in to that because you can't dwell in Yahweh's house. Train yourself to be the opposite of drowsiness, slothfulness, gluttony, drunkenness. Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 33 reads, they shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their deities, it will surely be a snare unto thee. And that is not the verse. I'm going to find that verse. And I'm going to tell you what the verse I was looking for, though. And please excuse me. The verse that I thought I wrote down was the verse when Yahweh said, when you serve him, he will bless your bread. He will bless your water. He will take sickness away from me. This is how it looks to serve Yah. But you got to know, I'm serving Yah with everything I do. Yahweh got me over here. And what I'm supposed to do, just sit here? What I'm supposed to do, go serve my enemy? What I'm supposed to do? Start walking humbly with your Yah. Start putting burdens on your shoulders. Start afflicting yourself. And you must know that you have to afflict yourself because we all full of sin. And when a lot of times when you get punished, you know, they send you to jail to get punished, right? And you have to pay for your wrongs. And they send you to jail and all you got to do is do a bunch of work. Because that's how you make good on your wrongs. And it's the same thing with Yah. Yahweh taught us that. You want to make good on your wrongs? You want to increase your blessing and get Yahweh to forgive you? Start doing some labor. Unless you want Yahweh to come and whip you. What do you want you rather do? Get whipped or go out and do some work? I'd rather just do some work than get whipped and get beat. Because that's not what Yahweh want to do. He don't want to whoop you. He'd rather you go out there and just labor. Show yourself approved and shine. Even when you're tired, that's when you really shine. Go to Genesis. Let's go back to Genesis, the 40th chapter. I want to show you this. This is one of Jacob's sons. And you know Jacob had this spirit to serve, to be a servant. Yahweh don't want us to be only his servant. He wants us to be a servant, period. And a servant has a certain mindset about life. This is why Yahweh said, look, I done shown you what's good. Do justly. Love mercy and walk humble with your Elohim. And to be a servant, you must know how to be just. You must love mercy. Can you imagine having a butler, a servant, somebody that's serving you, but they don't love kindness? That ain't the thing that goes before them. As soon as you see them in the morning time, they got a smile on their face, no matter what happened last night. A servant knows I'm not about to show up with that. I'm ready to serve and do my job today. I'm not bringing my problems from home to my place of servitude. I'm a servant. A servant is always in a good spirit and trying to do what it takes to get everything done. A good servant don't matter. I'm going to clean the kitchen, the bathroom, drive you to the grocery store, do the grocery shopping, cook, clean, I'm going to do it all. Because all I'm trying to do is serve. And everything, it don't matter where you put me. If you put me in a bathroom, it's going to be the same as the kitchen. You put me to cook food, it's going to be the same. Everything with me is going to be the same. I'm going to put my might in it. And I'm going to make when you come back, you might just say, organize my bookshelf. Well, I'm going to make sure when you come back, you're going to be impressed. Because I'm a servant. I'm a good servant. And this is the ones that Yahweh promotes. These are the ones that bring praise to Yahweh's name. The lowly ones. The ones that's really walking in the light of Yah. You're not getting up to these places with your haughty. You put yourself up there, but Yahweh said, look, when I come back, you might be up there, but I'm bringing you down. And it's going, you coming down hard. I'm bringing all your haughtiness, your pride, your arrogance. I'm bringing it all down. And all the lowly, the humble, I'm lifting them up. Look what it says in Genesis, the 40th chapter. And before we read Genesis 40, read Genesis, the 39th chapter. Starting at verse 1. Joseph, the son of Jacob, was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Prosperous man. You got to have a good spirit. If you didn't learn anything about the temptations that Moray Ishaya brought out, the temptations of Yah, and how Israel was tempted and tested, and the thing that was shining about Israel is that all we are and all we ever been and all we still is a complaining people. You give them all reasons in the world and to complain, and they're going to complain about all those reasons. You say, watch, I'm going to give him a million reasons to complain. He's going to complain for every single reason. He ain't going to let none slip up under. He's going to complain about every last one. Plus some. He's going to create something else to complain about. A complaining people. And Yahweh going to keep giving you reasons to complain until you learn how to be a servant and stop complaining. Servants don't complain. A servant ain't doing nothing but trying to shine and get the job done. And a servant knows that sometime my master going to test me. He's going to test me. He's going to test my spirit. He's going to see if I'm going to get frustrated. He's going to see if I'm going to give up. He's going to test my resilience, my commitment, my dedication, test my heart to see if I'm an angry man and that can just lose it. And at the end thereof, if you lose it, you'll be like, see, I knew you won the one. Get up out of here. But when you hold your peace and you're able to endure and you just go through the motions, no complaining, next thing you know, yeah, you the one. Next thing you know, the red carpet out for you. As a servant. Just like this man right here. Watch this. Look how beautiful this is. Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers. He was wroth with two of his officers. Against the chief of the butlers. And against the chief of the bakers. So he's mad at the ones that's leading the butlers. What are the butlers? Servants. Ones that stand around waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. And 9 times out of 10, they already know what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it. And they ain't coming in with their own mind and their own thoughts and their own ways. They know how to fold that napkin, fold them napkins in a triangle. Well, I think it'd look better if it was a square, though. Square napkins here. And sir, you come back and all the napkins folded square. They know. All I'm doing is following instructions to a T. That's it. A butler. But he's mad at the chiefs. You're supposed to be running these people, and they messing up. So I'm looking at you. But look, watch this. In the third verse, he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison with a place where Joseph was. And excuse me, we're not even supposed to be at 40 yet. We're still in 39. We're going to get to 40. But Yosef had a plight in the place he was at. It don't matter where you put a servant. They're going to shine no matter where they at. And I rush for the sake of time. I'm rushing, but let me slow down a little bit. Genesis, the 39th chapter. Let's skip down. I left off at verse 2. Yahweh was with Yosef, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that Yahweh was with him, and that Yahweh made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Yes, Yahweh was with him. And that's because he kept Yahweh light upon him. He walked in it. He knew that I got to put my all to things. I can't half step. Yahweh's not pleased with this. I'm not about to let my Yahweh down. And then once I put my all, Yahweh blesses it. And it says, Yosef found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put it into his hands. All that he had, he put into his hands. Why? Because Yosef served him. And servants, they don't wait for somebody to call them. Servants willingly draw themselves out. Why? Because they know I got to rise when the sun get up and I got to do something. And here it is. I'm up under this guy. So I got to serve you. What you need done today? Man, this guy is up before me. They say, you know, man, see, man, I'm putting everything in your hands because you want it. It says, and it came to pass, from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, Yahweh blessed the Egyptian's house for Yosef's sake, and the blessing of Yahweh was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Yeah, because Yosef was a hard worker. And that's all Yahweh want to bless. That's all Yahweh deal with, is hard workers, laborers, those that know how to put the affliction and righteous burden on their back all day from the rise of the sun to going down to the same. And that's what Yosef did. And let's skip down for time's sake to, in the same chapter, look at verse 21. Of course, we know the story that the wife came on to him and she seen his light. So this man, in the 20th verse, it says, Yosef's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners was bound, and he was there in the prison. But Yahweh was with Yosef, and Yahweh is only with those that's with him, and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Yosef's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. So he became the same person. He became in charge. And the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hands, because Yahweh was with him, and that which he did, Yahweh made it to prosper. And Yahweh ain't making nothing that we do prosper, because we ain't even trying to prosper when we do things. All we trying to do is half step and do slothful, lazy, drowsy stuff. You got to read the book of Proverbs and see what it says about the slothful man. The drowsy man. But watch this. As he's, now we're in Genesis 40. And let's go to where we left off in Genesis 40. The third verse says, he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison place where Yosef was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Yosef with them. Like, look, we got two chiefs. One chief baker, chief of the bakers, and chief of the butlers. And it says, I want you to take care of these guys because they both chiefs. But they in trouble right now. But I want you to serve these guys. And it says in this fourth verse, and he served them because he's a servant anyway. That's all he is. And they continue a season in war. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. Yosef came in unto them in the morning. He came in the morning, because that's how servants move. The morning don't beat them. The morning don't pass them. The morning don't miss them. Or they don't miss the morning. They always with the morning. They move with the day because they are part of the day. Why? Because we supposed to represent the praise of Yah. Yosef came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his master's house, saying, "Wherefore look ye so sadly today?" People that ask you that is somebody that ain't sad. See, when you sad, you ain't worried about how other people feel. You see them sad, I'm sad too. You irritate, you having a bad day, me too. But no, he's inquiring, "Why y'all so sad today?" His spirit is good, but he's in prison. See, the spirit of a servant is always good, because they know how to take affliction and muster it up. Matter of fact, they know what affliction represents. It don't represent nothing but a blessing. When you know how to embrace it, when you really understand what's going on, unless your affliction is coming by reason of your iniquities. Yeah, can't nobody be happy when you're afflicted with disease, sickness, tests. Shouldn't get you down when you're still healthy. Look what it says. 7th verse, and he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his master's house, said, "Wherefore look ye so sadly today?" And they said unto him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said unto them, "Do not interpretations belong to Elohim? Tell me them, I pray." Hallelujah. This man was a servant. He served Potiphar. He served this man that was the captain over the ward. And you know where that got him ended up? To serving right up under Pharaoh. He became the king of Egypt. And how did he become a king? Because when he was at the bottom, he was a servant. And everything he put his hands to, he did it with all his might. And he made sure, I don't care if I'm sharpening a pencil, organizing crayons, when you come behind me, you're going to see the light of Yah. And the light of Yah is order, so you're going to see order. The light of Yah is cleanliness, you're going to see cleanliness. The light of Yah is following instructions, you're going to see that I follow instructions. You ever go to a place and you say, "Look, I want my burger burnt." And you get your burger and it ain't burnt. And you say, "Why my burger ain't burnt? I asked for it to be burnt." And they say, "Well, we thought that you can't eat it if it's that burnt." I like my burgers burnt. I eat burnt burgers every day, the man says. Go back to the kitchen and burn this burger. And see, that's, you got to deal with that all the time. Because instead of people following instructions, they want to go by what's in their own head. And that's the worst kind of servant, that live in their own thoughts and doing their own ways. Yahweh said, "No, you got to learn how to forsake your thoughts if you're going to be a servant. Forsake your ways if you're going to be a servant. And one day, you're going to be mounted up because you've shown yourself approved. You done went through the necessary channels. And now you're in a position where Yahweh will establish some of your thoughts, just like he did with Yosef. It was his thoughts, his ideas that kept Egypt from sinking. And his thoughts and ideas was blessed because Yahweh gave him thoughts. Because Yahweh gave him wisdom. Yahweh gave him knowledge and understanding. And Yahweh said in the book of Ecclesiastes, as we close out, Ecclesiastes, the 2nd chapter. We don't want to be servants. We want to get straight to the top. And listen, Even when you see Yahweh wants you to know, even when I put you at the top, I still want you to have a mind of a servant. That don't mean your work stop. That don't mean your servitude stop. That don't mean your humility stop. Ecclesiastes. This is why when you look at Abigail and the servants of David came to her in 1 Samuel 25, the servants came to her to bring her unto their king to be his wife. The first thing she did was fall down to the ground and ask them politely, kindly, like a servant would, let me be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my master. And all it was, she was just showing and assuring not only herself, but showing Yah, shining in the light of Yah, that Yah, I'm going to allow and keep myself in a place of humility. This promotion you're giving me, I know it's only because of the spirit that I've had up till now, and I'm going to keep that spirit. I'm not going to lose it because of the position. I'm just going to do more work since you're giving me more resources. In the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 26, it reads, "For Elohim giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom." The only way you can be good in Yahweh's sight is if you be a light. And to be a light, you must shine. You must shine in your works. He says, "For Elohim giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom, knowledge, joy. To the sinner he gives travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before Elohim everything." That's what Yahweh do. We're trying to be good before Elohim. And it's the best thing you can do is live in the light, walk in the light, and walk humbly with your Yah. And the last scripture I will go to is in the 9th chapter. So, yes, this is just part of the role, learning how to walk humbly with Yah, learning how to bear beautiful affliction that Yahweh wants us to learn how to just be a servant. Like it says in the book of Isaiah, if you want to divide the spoil with the great, you're not going to do it by thinking you're great. You're going to do it by being great. And it's only one way to be great, and that's to carry as much burden as you can. Carry as much affliction. Separate yourself from all the relaxation and pleasures that everybody wrap themselves up in the vanities, while you keep the Sabbath, while you keep the law. Why everybody say, "Well, just keep the law"? No, the law, that go without saying. But being a servant, actually, you learn that from the law. Psalms, the 9th chapter, look what it says. In verse 1, "I will praise thee, O Yah, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works." That's the only way you're going to be able to praise Yah. By showing forth Yahweh's marvelous works. And how you going to show forth Yahweh's marvelous works and you don't have no works? Yahweh says 6 days he worked. 6 days he labored. What are you doing 6 days a week? And it ain't about you. Well, I did work in the morning. True service of Yah, praising Yah from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Yeah, you got to take a break for 30 minutes or so. Sit down to eat you something so you can continue to work. That's what the righteous do. They feed themselves so they can have energy to keep working. And then when the sun is down, well, that's a sign that maybe I can go down. But sometimes, like Jacob, you're going to even get caught in the frost of the night because your work ain't done. And a true servant of Yah don't leave nothing undone because his name is on the line. Yah's name is on the line. His name is Yah's name. And if you ain't ready to really praise Yah, don't wear that name. Israel, that has favor with Elohim and man. If you got favor with man, you have favor with Elohim. Both ways. And you have to seek favor. Work for favor. With that being said, I want to praise Yahweh for his inspiration. I want to praise Yahweh for his works that he has ever before us, shining outside every single day. I love you, Yah. I praise you, Yah, for this great opportunity. And I appreciate all my brothers and sisters and friends that's indulged with me this very night, indulging in this great sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. Shalom, shalom. Yahweh is righteous. He's holy. And let his word and his name continually be magnified.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel but the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refined in the fire of affliction, opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise Yah, summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues with all body seasons. Yah, give me the reason to call them out, only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless, no, but not even. Back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw, silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. The feeling is serene. The Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaching of the stars upon the shoulder of a promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far. Give him my Yadah, Yasalah to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
Hallelujah. my ear.